Just joking, bro, but put it up. Weed so strong it'll burn a hole in your backside. Just joking, bro, but put it under the black light. Them terps so strong, that trichome so long. I don't know what to say, man, just put it in a fucking bong. Feels like I've been sober for way too long. Matter of fact, it's only about 5 minutes. Rolling digits, double bitches. Yo, what's good, people? We back. It's Talking Loud Podcast, Grow Bro Show. And today we're doing things a little bit different, but there's one thing that always stays the same, right? And it is that we all want flour that smells strong and tastes superb, tastes friggin' great. And I know I like to say, I always want that diesel dog. So today, to break it down, we got a few great growers with us in the house. We got a ton of them. What's going on, boys?
What's up, brother?
What's good, peeps?
Oh, man, we got a lot of people in the house. Let's introduce you guys. First off, let's start off with Untrained Astronaut. Shout yourself out, bro. What's good?
Hi, everybody. This is Untrained Astronaut. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, pretty much any platform. I said platform. It's Untrained Astronaut on YouTube, The Untrained Astronaut on TikTok, but it's Untrained Astronaut and everything else.
Oh, yeah, an Untrained Astronaut is definitely growing some of that spacely fire, bro, straight up. And another person who's growing some of that fire is my homie right here. Mike, what's good, bro?
What's up, man? It's Mechanibus Luke here. You can find me on Instagram. I'm not doing the YouTube. I'm saving that for you guys. You're the pros. I'm just trying to share the love and share knowledge, and it's been a blast being a part of this community.
Hell yeah, man. And the one thing I could definitely say is you're also growing some fire, man. I was looking through your IG and great work, bro. And my big homie, Chris, he's been on the show plenty of times before. What's good, Chris?
Hey, y'all know me as Canerado Chris, Canerado _ Chris on the IG. And we started our new podcast. So it's a S2H podcast with a T on Instagram. And then it's also a Seed to Harvest podcast on YouTube. We do a weekly show, 5:30 on Saturdays, Central Time.
Well, guys, definitely check that out, because I tuned in. When was it? Was it yesterday, man? You guys had James Loud on. Was it day before yesterday?
Saturday. Saturday. Yep.
Yeah, bro. That was a great show, man. Always doing some great stuff, bro.
That was freaking huge, dude, for our 7th show. You know, that was huge, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Thank you. I got to pay the respect to Rue. He just became James Loud's first product ambassador. So ups to him. And that's how he came on the show.
Hell yeah. Big up, Rue. I think I see Rue in the chat right now. What's good, bro? Everyone in the chat, guys, hit that like, man. We got a great... I was thinking of a cool word to say. What can we call this other than the Grow Bro Show? I was like, you know, panel just sounds so political and fucking business-like and shit. I was like thinking a blunt. I don't know. It just doesn't even make sense. You know, what can we call it? A podium.
The board, man. The cannabis board.
The cannabis board. The cannabis board. I like that. Man. What's wrong with that? Oh, four stoners coming together when we make it happen, bro. I like that.
Sounds good.
Hell yeah, man. Well, guys, we got the canna board. We got a great set of goers on the canna board growing some great fire, guys. Definitely check them all out on IG, on wherever they're at. But I wanted to talk today, guys, about, you know, growing that fire. And growing that fire, there are certain things that a lot of people sort of think about when it comes to growing that fire. And for sure, one of the biggest things is smell. You want something that smells so strong. It just kicks your teeth off, kicks your nose off, and makes you feel feel sick, but in a good way, right? And you also want something that tastes great, because something could smell really nice and terpy but taste like shit, right? So how do you guys like really merge that together? That's what I sort of want to talk to it today. And you guys are all growing in different setups, I think. So let's just start off in, like, you know, what you guys are growing in. Like, what are you growing in, Untrained Astronaut? Like, when it comes to, like, tents, rooms, you grow in a tent, you grow in a room, like, what size pots? Like, just tell us a little bit about your setup, bro.
It's kind of all of the above with me. I wanted to learn from all angles, I guess, is the best way to word it. So what I did is I had a 12x12 grow room built. That's my main grow right there. I've got 5 Scorpion Diablos in there, 16 AC Infinities. I've got 2 90-gallon beds. I've got 5 of the 15-gallon bags. Then I've got a 10x10 grow tent with a similar setup. I've got 2 90-gallon beds. I've got 2 15-gallon bags. Then I got a 5x5 with a 15-gallon bag. By the way, there's 2 scorpions in there, and then there's 1 scorpion in the 5x5. Then I've got a 4x4. It's got a 15-gallon bag, and it's got a Scorpion Diablo 2.0 in there. And then I've got an 8x8 AC Infinity. I've got 2 2x4 Gorilla tents. I've got 10 4x4 grow tents that are I've got a few.
I'm just like, wait, is he being serious right now? You got all of these things set up? And he's like,
I thought you said you were bringing on the I got my bringing on the home grower.
He's not playing, bro. I love that.
Yeah, go look at my channel.
I one thing I did see, bro, is that, you know, you got some dope ass camera setups and stuff, man. And that's nice, the first thing I noticed on your IG. You know, I was like, wow, you really got. And when I saw you out in Vegas, you always got your camera like strapped to you as well. So do you go into the grow room and just get a bunch of footage of the girls while they're doing their thing? Like,
yeah, I do the whole, like, you know, flinging the camera around, trying to do the fancy maneuvers and make it look real cool, you know, visually. And a lot of the time I'll record myself growing and doing the pruning or just popping leaves off or tucking, whatever the case may be, and just do a time lapse over it and give a little bit of narration over the top. Or it could just be, I've been doing lives in there lately, and that's been a lot of fun, just answering questions for people.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Like, it's always cool just hanging out with the community as well. The community is just a bunch of great growers, just like all of us, just hanging out and talking grow, right?
Goddamn right.
What about you, Luke? You got like 400 tents as well with like 82 lights and stuff? Or
I don't know if I can top that. That's pretty impressive, Untrained. No, I got 2 5x5s with 2 60-gallon beds in, and I got a 3x3 with a 30-gallon in it. And then I got an 8x4 for drying and a 2x2 starter. And I actually just won from the Stash Blend propagation kit, so I'm pretty stoked about that.
Yeah,
I don't know how I'm gonna put it, but that's what I got right now.
Gotta put it somewhere, right? Gotta find a place for that, baby.
Yeah,
hell yeah. And Chris, what about you? I see you. You got like a real nice. It looks like you're in a studio right now, and I see you got all your FOOP and everything set up. So tell us a little bit about your setup, bro.
Yeah. So if I was to turn the camera around, you would see my grow tents and my grow closet. I'm in the grow room, bro. I don't have room in the house right now. So one wall is the studio and the other is the behind the scene grow. But I've got a 4x4 with Scotty Reels 2.0 grow buckets. I've got a 2x4 that we run the FOOP in. And then we have our experiment closet where we run new stuff once in a while. And then we just had to set up a 2x4 AC Infinity tent for the dry because most flowers got we had to harvest 2, and there's still 2 in the tent, so we've got to stagger it out a little bit.
Hell yeah, I got you, bro. And I just want to shout out everyone in the chat right now as well, man. Chat is going pretty crazy. Shout out everyone in the chat showing love. And guys, definitely go check out all these guys on Instagram. We got Chris. We got. I'm just trying to pull everything up right now. We got Untrained Astronaut. He's over on YouTube. We also got my homie Growing the Fire, bro. I hope YouTube doesn't strike me, so maybe we should take that off. But you guys can see he's growing the fire, bro. No cap at all, bro. And one thing I did notice, like, Luke, you're growing some fire, and you're growing in, like, what I thought were, like, some really big fabric pots, like massive fabric pots. Tell us a little bit about those, bro, because that's the decision you got to make when you're first starting off, right? Am I going to grow in fabric pots, plastic pots, small pots, big pots? How am I going to do it?
Yeah, no, I got the grassroots fabric pots, the 3x3 beds, and it's been great. The larger body of soil is what I've just heard all through organics, the bigger battery, the bigger buffer. So it's been great for me to run the take and bake from Build a Soil in both of my 60 gallons, and it's been water only for the most part. I do some ferments and some kashi on the side, but other than that, I just water only, do some soil tests, and she's off to the races.
Hell yeah, bro. I love that. Water only is my jam. I hate mixing nutrients. Any of you guys hate mixing nutrients as much as I do? Or?
Oh, man. Not my thing. Not my thing.
That pretty much probably led me to, like, you know, just get into, like, some of these stuff. I was telling you guys just about the ICAN Flower Power, the ICAN Veg Pack. And this is a slow-release organic fertilizer. And the biggest thing that I like about that and pretty much any other slow-release fertilizer is that you can just water pretty much when the soil is dry. If it's synthetic fertilizer, slow-release, you don't have to worry as much about watering as often. Soil can dry out a little bit more. But if it's organic, you want to at least keep it moist so those microbes can, like, build up a really nice microclimate. And what I noticed is that you got like a bunch of top dress and stuff going on, man. Like, tell us a little bit about that. Like, not top dress. What's it called? Cover crop, and that helps keep that moisture in. So I'm sure you're running organics, bro.
Yeah. I like to run the pretty heavy straw line on top, and I'll run the 12 seed cover crop. It's got flax and clover, a bunch of little different plants in there, and it helps retain the moisture. I can get away with maybe not watering for a day, just lift up the top, see if I got moisture. If the worms are up top, I know it's pretty happy and probably pretty moist below.
Yeah, I got you, man. So like, do you just pop like four of them in that massive pot? How big is that pot, bro? Like four, is it like a 4x4? Like, I don't know, I'm just guessing.
It's 3 foot by 3 foot. Yeah. No, wow. I've been doing four in there, but I've been watching the Northern Scrogger and I'm thinking about putting one in there and see what I can do. I got the 3x3 bed right now in the 30 gallon. I'm gonna stretch that out just one plant. So it's pretty cool just to see how big they can grow in these organic beds and the forgiveness that they give you sometimes. Because I travel for work, so my wife does a lot of the watering during the week, and to ask her to mix this and mix that, it just wasn't doable. So we switched the organics, and it's been game changer. It's awesome.
Necessity.
Yeah, necessity. But it makes sense, though, because, like, bro, like, you, if I was asking anyone, it doesn't even have to be my wife, it could be anyone, to mix nutrients in the synthetic shit that could burn my shit any moment, I'm going to be a little bit concerned when I head out on vacation, bro.
Definitely.
Oh man, what about you, Chris? Like, you running organics as well? You running synthetics? You mixing the two, synganics? What are you doing?
So I've got grow dots in Scotty's bucket, and I use Recharge, so that's why I consider myself synganic, you know. Gotcha. With that side of it. And if I need somebody to water for me, if I'm gone for a week, they walk over to the reservoir, fill it up to the brim, and close it and walk out the door. I've gone a week without opening the window of my tent, just because I wasn't able to. Sometimes they go out of control and you open the door and you have a jungle and have to lop that stuff back. But I don't have to worry about nutrients.
Yeah.
And then in the other tents, it's hands-on. We mix poop, and that's organic. So I think that in the other tent, we can call it organics. So a little bit of both.
I got you. So Alcanosaur says, look how handsome my boy Chris looks, bro. Shout out to Alcanosaur in the chat, bro. Guys, definitely check out what they got going on.
What's up, guys?
What about you, Unchained? Like, I don't even know, like, if you're running organics or synthetics or if you're mixing the two. Like, I just know you're growing some great flowers, bro. And I saw you actually post something on IG recently, and I was like, man, he's getting close to harvest, and this looks so friggin' good, bro. Shit.
I'm in the I'm doing organic, and it's the build a soil way. I'm using the 3.0 soil. I'm just top dressing, you know, just using build a soil top dress, using some biochar, a little bit of that, some worm castings, all that fun stuff. You know, I won't get too deep into it, but you get the general gist of it. I've got quite a bit of soil and I absolutely love it. I'm a lazy person, and so being able to just top dress like once a month or once a month if need be, or maybe, like, you know, sometimes I do like 2 to 3 week spans instead, but it's pretty easy, man. That's the 10 by 10 grow tent right there. And so that's Chill Out OG on the right. And that was the, Donut Triple A's on the left. That's my Sour Tropicana Cherry in the 4x4. The next one that you're going to see is Tropicana Punch in the 5x5. And then once he goes to the main grow room, that was nuts. Oh, that one's in flower now. It's fucking crazy right now. Oh, that's flower video. Okay.
And that's basically like a week ago or something, bro. So, like, you got a lot of great stuff going on. And one thing I also noticed is this single scrog frame thingy. Like, I got that at like some hardware or something. People always ask me about that. Like, is it good for training? Does it work? What do you think about those? You use that for training?
I love it for the beginning stages of training. It gives you just a really quick, easy, lazy way of just saying, hey, fuck it, to go down. And not only that, but you could set the height on it. And so that's your lower form of it. And then you could just go from there with the upper trellising and just kind of really have a good head start. As you can see there, the stock got huge. They're not constricted by any means. They've got plenty of room to get through there. And it was, you know, easy as hell to lollipop and get a thick stock. So it was able to help all that with that cage. I love that thing, dude. It's awesome.
Love that girth, right? And then, oh man, but
so you put a second net right above that one.
That, and he didn't show the mangrove, but what I did was in the mangrove, I took tomato cages over that And so basically they've got an inner trellis, and then the tomato cages give it like an outward structural support, essentially, to give them that lineage they need. And I'll tend to take yo-yos, right? And I'll put them along the sides to give it the extra like support or anything like that. So that way it helps out. But down there, you guys were able to see in the 5x5, I simply just took trellising and I take zip ties. I'll pull that shit as tight as I can against the tent. Like, you know what I mean? The little pipes going up, just zip tie to that shit and you're good to go, you know? So you got two layers of trellising in there with absolute ease, minimal effort, lollipop that shit, and it goes right in order.
Yeah, so, bro. I think I actually seen one of your scrubs.
That's the recipe. Out,
like, massive wall to wall. Like, that's beautiful, bro.
And who's this?
This is my homie Luke. He's also doing some great stuff. We were just talking about the scrub, so I guess I got a little bit ahead of myself.
No, you're good. I can't see it so far away.
Yeah, bro. You got a great little scrub setup going on. So when it comes to, like, you know, actually pulling superb flower, getting some really nice yields, taste, and all that, a lot of people talk about terps, taste, but you want to, like, also maximize your yields, right? So is scrugging something that all you guys do, like, or you guys do other types of training too?
I'm scrog all the way. I've been scrogging everything.
Scrog gang, bro. I like that.
I got another way too, but that fucking them tomato cages are cheat codes, man. You guys ever fuck with them?
I fuck with them heavily, bro. Bro, I was buying that shit since I was living out in the Caribbean, bro. And
yeah,
I had
to pay
like almost $15 for one of them, bro. And I walk out the fucking store with like 20 of them. One for each pen, bro. Fuck yeah, we ain't playing.
Man, I did the same. I bought all those, and then you know those gator clips? Have you guys seen those?
Nah. What are those gator clips?
They're for the they're kind of like the pipe, and you can kind of put rungs along it. And you can get them at Home Depot and such, but the gator clips allow you to just clamp these things together, and you can make any type of, like, I don't know, it's like a kid's toy. You remember those magnets that were sticks and shit that you could just kind of link together?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but with plastic and your garden. You know what I mean? Cool. But then again, I bought multiple of those so that I could try all the different methods and allow my viewers to see every type and style of doing it. I bought all the different types of, like, tomato cages, all those weird trellising things. And then in the mangrove, I've got two beds connected with, I think it's five layers of trellising through that one. And I did the 3x3, like, square on the top. So they have their own, like, box at the top too. But yeah. I'm trying all the different ones. So I'm excited to hear all your guys' different ways too, because more ways for me to try, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm really looking at what you got going on. You got, like, you know, multiple scrog levels and all types of stuff going on, bro. I think that's dope. Like, personally, like, I'm not a huge fan of the stationariness of scrogging. That's why, like, those single scrog frames really appeal to me, so I can move, like, the single plants and shit like that. But you just can't beat a good old scrog, man. It's, you know, tent wall to wall filled with flowers. You just can't beat it, bro.
That last one that you seen on that cart, that's a fucking cart I got from a pallet. It's like a goddamn clothing rack cart on the far right. You're about to see it. It's on wheels. Everything in there is on wheels. On the left, there's a wood thing that I built that has wheels. You're about to see it. You see it sitting on top of it?
Yeah.
I
got
to pull that out.
I love this guy said it, bro. Yeah, you know, ingenious.
He's got a weed wagon, bro.
There's generators underneath of there that if it goes down, if I lose power, it remote start kicks on, so I don't have to do anything. Man, I love it.
That's too legit to quit, bro. Like, I got a great question from Stone. How much is that power bill, Untrained?
$1,200.
Shit.
Oh man.
I mean, it's actually gone down. I got the 200-amp service.
Okay.
Yeah.
But shit, bro. That's legit. Shout out Blue in the chat too. Crazy.
What up, Blue?
Serious.
What up, Scotty? Chad Westport.
Hell yeah, everyone in the chat, man. Chad is actually going crazy. I haven't tapped in the chat in a bit. Please forgive me, guys. I'm trying to pull all this stuff up and stuff like that. But guys, hit that like if you got over 200 people watching or only 100 some likes. You got to fix that. Hit that like and show some love. But short plants, we're doing all types of stuff that you guys like and YouTube hates. So show some love, bro. Now, I do want to ask you guys, like, a big fucking debate, bro, is, like, terps, THC percentage, what's more important? Like, what do you guys look for? Do you guys prefer one over the other? Or do you guys, what do you guys say? Let's start off with you, Chris. What you saying? Terps, THC, do you look for a mix?
Weed's got to taste good, man. So the terps and stuff are important. Yeah, it's smell and taste for me. we've all debunked the THC level because our favorite plant has that entourage effect that pharmaceuticals can't replicate. So that's one thing. That's a major thing that we have going for us. Yeah. So that the terps and stuff are very, very important for me. And there's definitely wicked ways to get it done. And then there's really easy ways to get it done. But don't steal my terps.
Don't. And what about you, Luke? What do you think? Terps, taste, or are you going for that THC percentage? Or it's got to have both? Because personally, when I grow my flower, I don't ever really test my homegrown, you know?
Yeah, no, I got to go with Chris on this, and I'm definitely a terp and flavor guy. You know, I'm a big gas guy, not too much into the fruit. So if it's got gas and fire, that's me. I love it. That skunkiness.
It's got to be diesel, dog.
It's got to be diesel, dog. You know, bro. And I know my homie, Untrained Astronaut, was smoking some of that diesel, dog, me out in Vegas, bro. So what you say? You looking for that THC percentage, or you didn't really worry about that shit?
I'm all about THC percentage. Ooh. I mean, terps are great, but I'm here to get fucked up. Like, I mean, I wake up and I smoke blunts. I smoke at least 10 a day. Dude, I smoke about like 6 grand worth of weed a month. Like,
shit.
Like, I like it. Like, it helps me. You know what I mean?
I was actually breaking it down just last night with my wife. I was sitting down like on the TV and I was watching some show, bro, when someone was like, they smoke a pack a day. And they said it like real quick. I said, pack a day. This is just regular cigs, right? And I was like, transferring that to like how much flower I would smoke, like how many J's I would smoke a day. And I think I smoke maybe like 4 or 5, you know, some days it may go up, but like how many J's do you guys think you consume on a day?
Oh fuck.
On how Saturday, dude?
4 or 5, guy.
Saturdays, man, outside of the show, probably 7, 8 throughout the day or something like that. But during the week, it's usually 1 in the evening after my day job.
Yeah. Because that day, during that day job, you got to, like, make sure to get that shit in, too. And during the week, like, you just always got shit going on. The weekend, you can unlax and rewind, right?
Some of us can, right?
True. I got a fucking leaf blower in front of me just in case I can't get high enough. This thing is dope. Like, I love this thing. Have you ever seen it?
Is he going to do that live?
Yeah, of course.
Please tell me you're going to do that live.
It's not even a question. Like, I put about an ounce in here at a time or more sometimes. It's just whatever you feel.
Bro, I literally saw a dude hit me before the show. I was like, what is he doing, bro?
Blow it up in the chat. Come on, man, astronaut. Blow it up.
Oh, yeah.
Out of this world. Hit that. Dude, hit that.
Seriously, we got plenty of weed to go with here.
Rip it.
I'm over here. I can't really hear you though.
I don't know how this. Guys, smash that like for Untrained, bro. This is crazy, bro. So wait, let me get this straight. You actually put weed in that and burn it up?
God, I can't wait to blow this to Chad Westport's face.
Oh, shout out Minnesota. Who says, holy fuck, that's right.
I call this blessing people.
I've never seen before in my life. Bro.
Every month, my live is called Church with Astro.
That is dope. I gotta hop on those lives a little bit more, bro. I did not know that. That's what be going on over there.
We do there, right?
I need one of those. Houston, we have a problem.
That's great. Shout out, man. Okay.
That was.
They needed that at Hash Bash Saturday. They had a parachute that they had a bunch of people hotbox, and that would have been perfect.
Hey, did I see in the chat it said astronaut for president? I think the Westport said that.
Oh, of course.
Shout out, Chad, bro.
A hell of a fun year.
Sure. I can tell you that for sure, bro. I know we're going to get federal legalization. I can tell you that much.
Dude, it's going to be so fun, though, for an entire year until the world goes to shit. You know what I mean? Because
keywords, until the world goes to shit. Yeah. Until you're going to be in the president's office hitting that fucking big-ass leaf blower.
Exactly, dude. Like, fuck, man. Everybody can keep growing weed all over the streets. It would be so fucking fun.
Like, bro. Oh, my God. I love that, man. Slayer 420 in the chat, shout out, says, I need a blessing. But, bro, we're actually talking about today, guys, you know, the secrets to growing that organic growing flower that smells strong, taste superb. And if you guys want some flowers, some great genetics, definitely join up with the ICANN VIP Bean Club, because genetics are going out to all VIPs. We got a few packs of that banoffee pie head left, and it smells so good. You can smell it in bed. You can smell it through your J. It just smells amazing. Chris is about to pop some. And I think that that's definitely something you guys need to pay attention to when you're looking to grow some fire, some superb flower that tastes good. Just choosing the right genetics. It doesn't have to be ICANN anything, but just choose the right genetics, right? I've got bag seeds that were fire, but I've also grown bag seeds that were complete trash. I've spent tons of money on genetics that were also complete trash. So what do you guys say? How important is genetics when it comes to growing something that smells and tastes great?
So it doesn't matter how great a grower you are. If you have boo-boo genetics, you're not going to get anywhere. Stay away from white label. Do not just pick up the first thing that you Google, and definitely look on YouTube, see what other people are growing. Don't just say, how do I grow cannabis and where do I get seeds? Because it'll be who pays for it. And it's those white banks that are just throwing anything in a bag saying, here you go. You know, has anyone grown Northern Lights and it not be Northern Lights? That's white label.
You look like Northern Frights, bro. It actually looks scary. What about you, Luke? You're like, you think genetics plays a big part? Because I see you growing some absolute fire, bro. Like, so do you look for certain genetics, certain strains? Have you grown some that just weren't that great, even though you apply your usual techniques to it?
Yeah, as far as the grow, it grew fine. Yeah, it's not, sometimes it's not my favorite smoke. But that's what I think so awesome about this community is, if you're involved and you work with everyone and talk to everyone, you're going to find the fire genetics. It's out there. You don't need the big dispensary or the big shops or anything like that. I've found most of it through working with you guys on, you know, Instagram, just seeing people grow and everyone shouting out the fire. It's a lot easier, I think, once you get involved in the community to find the good genetics.
Yeah, that's a good point. And sometimes people just like, you know, send stuff out to you, welcoming to hook you up, want you to try new stuff. And I've found a lot of the times, bro, like the most unassuming genetics or the most unassuming pack is actually what I got the most fire from. Like I was on the DG show recently, and like I love Ethos. I grew a bunch of Ethos. Colin from Ethos was on there. And some people in the chat were saying, like, you know, some of the strains that he has are real fire, some of them are real gas. And I have grown some fire from Ethos, but I've also grown some strains from Ethos that just look pretty and just aren't as tasty, just don't fit my taste profile. Now, would I say it's shit or it's trash? No, because it definitely looks great and tastes great and smells great. But everyone looks for something unique, right? So what about you, Untrained? What do you think about when it comes to genetics? Do you, like, look for certain strains, or are there certain things that you really look for?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's funny you brought that up. Yeah, I noticed a lot of people were in the chat saying so many bad things about Ethos, and I just held true because the one thing that I do know from Ethos is, now, I've only ran one of their plants, and it was a White Wedding. If you guys haven't tried it, it is a must.
I should do that one.
Huge fan. Huge fan. So with that being said, I agree with everything the guy in the orange below me said. It is awesome. Definitely, it's all about the genetics. You're always going to want to get the genetics. Sorry, I'm really, really bad with names. And I'm new to YouTube, so I haven't met anybody yet. Don't hate me.
welcome.
But yeah, he's right. I like what he said a lot. Watch out for that white tag stuff. He is 100%.
Yeah, bro. And I actually went out to, we were out actually at fucking MJ Biz. And bro, white label people doing white label shit is just so out there now. They really just don't give a fuck. They're like booths set up. And there's this Asian guy standing behind one of the booths. And he had like cookies packaging, everything packaging, like Skittles, Backpack Boys, every type of packaging behind you. And he's like, whatever packaging you want, you can get. Like, you can get any type of packaging and put something in it and call it anything, you know. And white label is just, you just may not always know what you're getting, right? So it's crazy to think about it.
These right here, if you want, you could do a giveaway on them or something. I've got a ton of Kindway Farms. They've been winning all sorts of shit, too.
True. Okay. Well, yeah.
They sent me, oh my God, they sent me. I mean, in U.S. only, but yeah, if you guys want to, you're more than welcome. I've got literally, like, she had to have given me, like, 1,000 seeds, like, she
gave my goodness.
All sort, like, I've got all these, and she, yo, when I met her, I was recording this shit, right? She actually fucking won, and we had to stop recording, because she won first place with the Love Whip. Yeah. Like, it was batshit. Like, I've got, and I've got Love Whip right here, and that was at Mo Canifest 7, so...
Okay,
so,
I got
you. Dude, she's awesome. She's from around here too, so Kansas City, Missouri area.
So if you guys want to get in on that, hit that like, show some love.
And
maybe we can get some going, bro. But like, we were also talking earlier about applying the right amount of stress, because you know sometimes a lot of people try all sorts of techniques during flower, even during veg, but more so during flower sometimes to get advanced trichome production and all kind of stuff like that. You guys do any crazy stress methods to improve smell or taste or anything like that?
Bro, stop it.
You stop that shit, man.
Just come on. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, does any of that bro science stuff work?
I'll let you guys
answer. I don't know about deep latent flower. I think what's done is done. I don't think you're going to make any drastic changes, you know, week four, week five of flower to get huge resin production or extra funk.
Yeah. So I do have to say that per Rasta Jeff, adding 18.6 the last 10 to 14 days of your flower, I mean, it does work. Third place at the DGC Cup, I mean, we'll speak to it. I mean, there were trikes. That Matt tried it, you know, like twice. So it worked out.
One more time.
So the last 10 to 14 days of your light cycle on flower, flip it back to 18.6.
Bro,
but you should do it on something that you've grown before so you know when it finishes. I trusted JR Token. He was like, hey, it's a 10-week finisher. And I just counted back 10 days and I changed my light. And I did see, you know, compared to some of the other people.
Yo, that's a great idea for my viewers to be able to see if it works really, really well or not. Because I got a lot of familiar strains in there so we can compare. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll try that. I mean, that's a great A and B test.
I haven't heard it. I'm down.
Yeah, I haven't specifically like tried that, I don't think, but I have done like weird ass shit, you know, like just take the plants out of the tent, you know, and just leave it in a dark room and, you know, just don't think about it for a while, like that 48 hours before the chop. But I haven't actually gone back to 18. That's seems pretty wild.
Yeah.
I was scared, and you should listen to all the haters, and just like we all have to say, you try it. If it works, it works. But I mean, I'm not here to blow gas other than this way. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't recommend something that I haven't tried myself.
Yeah, I got you. Unless you're not blowing gas, unless you're blowing the leaf blower, right?
My man.
Mr. Austin says you need a DIY video for that leaf blower, bro.
Yeah, duct tape. No, I'm just kidding.
First off, you need the leaf blower.
Second is the reducer, depending on how big your bowl is.
Yo, this was like, that was goddamn from my charcoal filter systems. You guys know, a little 6-inch connector piece. I just ripped the back off of this. Like, you take your hand and you just pull it off, and then
what it is.
Yeah, bro, like, I don't fuck around. It works great, man. I got a couple, and I choose this one over the other one. And then I took this from the other one because it was easier. But yeah, it's got a glass bowl in here and shit. Yeah, the other one, we called it the space laser. It worked really, really well for like 2 episodes, but we like using it. So it melted.
Yeah, he was overworking that bitch. Basically.
Holy shit.
I like weed. Weed's good.
I like that.
The dark, I either way, you know, it all depends on, I mean, I haven't seen big difference or anything like that. Also, when do you cut your plants? Day or night? I mean, I want to get in there as soon as possible, you know, for that day. So I'll hack them down, you know. I don't wait for the lights to come on.
Yeah, for sure. And like drying and curing is also a big part of it, guys. And I know I'm seeing that in the chat. We'll get onto that in a bit. I actually did a video on drying and curing, but you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can mess up on before you even get to that dry and cure stage. So I think I would mention like some of you guys, all you guys, I think actually are growing in some sort of organic or at least organic system. And a lot of people say you get the best taste out of organics, the best flavor from organics. Have you guys like done any comparisons and say, okay, I grew in like a bunch of synthetics, I grew a bunch of organics, and one tasted better than the other?
I love this topic.
I can't really say. I did one synthetic grow, and I switched to organics immediately, and it's been fire, and all of our homegrown always is, so it's hard to say for me.
So if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Don't fix it.
I got you. And Unchained says you love this topic, so go crazy, bro. Tell me what's good.
Jesus, everything. Like, I'm a huge fan of Jeremy Silva. That's my fucking guy. He is not my guy because I don't know him. I want to know him, but he's the guy that I used to watch religiously.
Yeah.
Dude's so fucking smart, it hurts. But it's amazing. So it really is. But, like, his method of, like, 60-60, you know, or as close to it as you can get in the dark environment, and that's why I bought the 8x8 AC Infinity. And I run it with the T69 Pro Plus, or no, just the Pro controller in that one. But I use an AC unit in there. It's a portable one. What do you call it? A portable AC unit. Yeah, that's the one. And then I use a dehumidifier, a humidifier. You know, I've got it going on in there, man. So I love it. It gives the best results. And I've never tried it any other way. So I don't know nothing but success on that part. My dad had taught me a lot of this shit off the rip. You know, I was lucky on that part. So
I got you. So you actually like had some experience growing with your dad?
Not quite. I grew up with my dad like growing weed and shit like that when it was hella illegal.
Yeah.
And so he, you know, those like tornado storm shelters they used to put under houses, there was like all dirt down there and shit. Like, that's what I remember him growing weed in, is the floor there. Like, literally, I'm not even fucking with you, like, walking around on that. And so he was growing AK-47 in the closets everywhere and shit, you know? Like, it was dope as fuck. Like, everybody bought my dad's weed. I even took it, and I didn't like it. It was too strong. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, man. I was scared after that, bro. He had some good shit, apparently.
That's crazy, bro. So he was growing some tasty-ass shit even back then, too?
Not a clue if it was tasty. I was smoking out of a pop can, but it was hitting like a motherfucker.
This dude never fails to let me down, bro. I love it, bro.
I thought I was blind. I don't even know what to tell you. It was awesome.
That's dope, though. That's fucking dope. It's crazy. But we were talking about, like, you know, the organics just tasting better than synthetics. You know, that's up for debate still. But one thing that's not up for debate is that, you know, organics is pretty easy to do sometimes, and some people favor it. A lot of people in the chat, I'm thinking right now, if I ran a poll, let's say they're growing organics. So I think you mentioned, you know, Luke, you are running in an organic, massive living soil bed with the grassroots fabric pots. Do you have like a super soil mix you run? Because a lot of people have like custom super soil mixes and stuff like that. How do you do it?
Yeah, I got the take and bake from Build-A-Soil. I'm with Untrained. That dude's a genius. He's got it down point. It's just a 1-to-1-to-1 ratio, your base, your compost, and your aeration. It's got biochar, inoculated with Rootwise, worm castings. It's got a bunch of good stuff in there. So I started with the most balanced recipe because that's what I've been taught by Jeremy. And so started with the best stuff, and hopefully it lasts me for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great, bro, because, like, one thing that a lot of people do, and do you have find any issues, like, dialing in, you know, any deficiencies or anything like that? If you have to, do you go to liquids or anything? Like, what do you do?
So far, so good. I'm only in my second cycle on both my beds, and I've just been doing ferments. I did the Build-A-Soil way, re-amend after my first run, which is just some basic ingredients. And, no, it's been water only and ferments, and I haven't had many deficiencies at all. So getting my first soil test, I'm going to do a consult with Zach Branson over at Build-A-Soil. So I'm interested to get the rundown on how those tests work. And because I've read about them, Googled them, and they're beyond me. So I'm excited to learn more about the re-amend.
Yeah, that is actually pretty cool. And like, I'm seeing you have this massive plant right here. And this is actually one that you grew, or is it one
that's my boy? He's he came to Michigan with me, Cannabis Matt Creation. So he's doing the same thing, Build-A-Soil. He's been my partner through all this. We kind of bounce ideas off each other and kind of help each other, trim bros and training bros. So it's been awesome having to grow me.
Grow bros.
That's tight.
We got the Canna Boardroom, right? The Canna Boardroom.
The Cannaboard.
Cannaboard.
Rocking it.
That's out the room, Matt. What the fuck are you doing? My bad.
What the fucking language?
I know, bro.
You might get age gated. Come on, bro.
We're already going to get age gated, bro. I showed so many plants in this damn show. I'm surprised they age gated already, bro.
That's a beautiful plant.
It is, bro. Definitely. And he got a lot of other beautiful ones too, bro. Like, I think you guys are growing some great stuff, bro. All you guys, like, straight up. And that's why I thought you guys would be the perfect people to talk about, like, you know, how to grow some of that fire. So do you guys drop temps at night or anything like that? Because I've seen some people actually talking about dropping temps at the night helps to bring out not only the colors, but the terps, the smells and all that. And I've found that since I've moved to like a cooler climate area, I've just find my house just smells all the fucking time.
All the time.
I love this topic too.
Yeah, all the time. Mo put an air cleaner at the top of the stairs so that when you come into, because on the landing, you can get that first whiff. I mean, I'm pretty nose blind to it, but when I walk in the house after work, it's like, bam, there you are. And I've got carbon filters running all the time everywhere. And it's just dank, man.
The dank is good though, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I love nothing better than waking up in the morning, bro. I know I have not smoked anything. I just get out of friggin' bed and I walk into the bathroom and I just smell some shit coming through the vents and everything. I'm like, yeah. That's good. I like that. But you do know that if anyone comes over, I'm fucked.
Way to live right there, man. But dude, yeah, I love that one. I do. I even do the sunrise, sunset. But back to that, it was the daytime temperature. Yeah. It's set to 74, but it is, the lights are now at like 80%. So with five of the scorpions and the UVs, it's fucking hot. You know what I do? So at nighttime, it gets down to 65. But also, say my Trollmaster does that for me automatically. And then at nighttime, the humidity drops down to 48 and it's at 66 during the day. And then the CO2, the generator turns off at that point. And yeah, wow. I love it. I think it helps a lot. Then the sunrise and sunset, 15 minutes up, 15 minutes down. They say it doesn't really like do anything. I like doing it, but if anybody's trying it themselves, that's what you're supposed to do it under.
You seem to be like pretty specific with your temps and RHs, bro. Like, is that something that you've just taken time to dial in? I see Moby says experiment with all the plants. Is that something that you do like to get to that perfect stage?
I am so like, I'm OCD. And so I'm a perfectionist and I believe I can always improve and I will not stop learning and I will not stop improving until I have got it down entirely. And I am an addictive person. So I've only been growing for 3 years. I've only been YouTubing for 9 months or something like that. And it's because of that, like, addictive, like, aggressive, like, I have to do better. And with this, dude, you know, it's how to explain. I kind of forgot what I was talking about.
Where it's was that I? Fucking leaf blower, bro.
It does happen. Where was damn it. Isn't that the worst?
That means your medicine's working, though, right?
I remember now. God damn. No, yeah. Once you hit a certain point, like, all right, I could do better than last grow. You know what I mean? Everybody's got that. I could do better than I did last grow. Well, with me, my first grow was 8 pounds of the best shit I've ever smoked in my life. My second grow, I got 5 pounds off of one plant and then like 3 or 4 off of like the other section. So it was just like, I don't know. Like, I didn't bother weighing the rest at that point. You know what I mean?
True.
And so I just wanted to improve the quality, the more density, and actually spread them better. Learn to trellis better so I get better overall nugs. No more larf. And so now I'm doing the whole lollipopping. All that fun shit. It's just perfecting. I have to perfect. So I'm going to keep improving. So I do it like a race car. I've got the race car room. I mean, the motherfucker is 50K plus in cash on that motherfucker already. And so what I'm saying is if I'm pushing at that level, what can I do to improve? Well, I can actually utilize each effect that I implemented into it. And I can really just start driving it like that race car, hitting the gas pedal, start stressing them a little bit further, feeding them the exact amount they need, running the DLI, start, you know, running the integral, fucking watching the VPDs continuously, strategically trying all these different charts. I have cotton mouth, but you guys get it.
Nah, bro, but like you actually raised a few good points there as well, because like I did a video on DLI recently, and for a simple guy like me and a lot of people out here who probably been growing for a long time, DLI, VPD, what the fuck? It's like WTF. Like there's so many new acronyms. Like can't the plant just grow with water anymore? Like whatever happened to that, you know? So, but you're right, because like once you dial in some of these things, you're like, okay, like, I looked at DLI and I was like, okay, I don't need to have my plants being blasted all the time at 80%. You know, I can change it. I can adjust it throughout the plant's entire life cycle, you know, and that may sound obvious, but a lot of people have their plants, you know, under 80%, maybe 60%, 70%, whatever the case is, maybe 100% for the entire life of the plant's flower. But there's actually a chart that you guys can see and it shows you like, you know, it moves like a fucking snake almost, like, and different levels will save you just a little bit of cash too. So there are a lot of benefits to it, right?
not only that, but your light. If you look it up on the website, it should have a DLI chart for you. So,
pretty interesting. I did not actually even know that. I should check that out.
It's pretty neat. It's
yeah, and I think that's awesome on Train that you know, you're always trying to get better. I think that's what makes all a good grower.
Hell yeah.
The sunrise and the sunset, you know, that's all part of the natural organics. You know, I think that's awesome. I got birds
chirping in my room. Like,
that's amazing.
It's so stupid in there. I'm trying to be above and beyond. I've got 16 AC Infinity lights with the 5 Scorpions on top, but UV VARs on 4 of them. So it's like 10 times more than you would need. I mean, it's like I have to wear glasses in there. I've got big fucking eyes. It's weird to some people. And man, if I don't wear glasses, I swear you could sunburn these dumb fucks. Like, I just blinding. My pupils hurt. So, you know what I mean? It's stupid in there. I love it though, man.
You got a real, real serious setup, bro. I got to say
dude,
that.
The eclipse was a walk in the park today. Let's say that. Like,
yeah, you guys actually take – anyone of you guys, like, smoke up, roll some homegrown, go outside, smoke that up, and, I don't know, see the eclipse? Any of you guys get total darkness?
Yeah. No, not on the darkness scale.
No, not total darkness, no. No, my buddy's kids had some glasses, so we got to peek at it, and it was pretty interesting, but no total darkness.
Yeah, me either. Kind of disappointing, right?
I had 100,000, what was it? I think, I don't know what it was called, CU, but like it's a tinted lens on my camera. And so I was out there, I recorded the whole thing of it going over.
That's dope, bro. Like a time lapse of that shit with like a lens on and shit. That'd be dope.
My friend was telling me
if you put your camera up to it without the lens, like it'll break your camera phone or some shit like that.
Well, I didn't know that.
I don't know.
That'd be fun.
I'm smoking weed. I don't know.
I like your answer in a lot of ways. Not just one, let me tell you. Yeah, no, I was recording with my phone like, God damn, it ain't working. You know what I mean? It's still here. It's going. I didn't check it after, but.
Well, at least it didn't break. But another thing that a lot of people say they do to increase like smell, taste, and just get better quality flowers, use UV light. And Untrained, you mentioned just now, you know, you got a bunch of lights set up. You even got some UV lights set up in between that. And Bud Prowler in the chat says UV and far red play has shown good results as well. So have you noticed any good results by incorporating UV into your grow?
Yes. Fuck yeah.
That answered that quickly as hell, bro. Shit.
Dude, Jesus Christ, man. It's bold. Like, behind me, just to make it easy, promo code ASTRO15 it's ASTRONAUT15 for HLG 15% off. For Niwa, by the way, is ASTRO15. We were talking about Build-A-Soil earlier. If you go to the Build-A-Soil website and then you're getting anything EcoWit related, I seen that he had an EcoWit transmitter in there. The promo code is going to be UntrainedAstronaut31415. And so that covers those. But yeah. Just had to throw those out there.
Those are the UVs definitely.
Oh, shit, the UV. My bad. I'm high. all right.
So notice the UVs, like, benefit, right?
Yes, they're insanely helpful. I noticed immediately the difference because I started the 4x4 grow tent specifically to learn how to grow without the luxuries. Since I built that fucking grow room like that, I needed to learn from the bottom. I'm that type of person. Without a proper foundation, you have nothing. I'm not an illusionary person. I'm here to make the fucking difference. You know what I mean? So I built from ground up. I've got one tent that I did with simple, basic items. I had a bathroom exhaust fan. I hooked that into a fucking a plug. I had the HLG 100 watt, the 100R in there. It kept the tent perfectly. I started learning all those, and I started trying the different sizes, different tents, different lights, and I noticed in each one, nothing compared to the UV alone. Like, it was just insanity, the difference that I've noticed. But with HLGs, you don't have to learn about shit. You just plug them in your light and you're good.
Yeah, you just run with them.
Yep. So you don't have to implement time schedules or anything.
Interesting. What about you guys? Look, you guys running any UV IR lights? Chris? Luke?
Yeah, I got a UV IR. I'm not sure. I'm just starting with it. I have noticed that the girls pray an awful more than any other 10. I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but I'm still playing with the idea. I've been just going, you know, half an hour in veg and slowly in flower, get up to about an hour a day. I'm not sure. I got a lot to learn about that stuff, but I do notice praying. The girls are happy.
That's good, bro. I love to see praying ladies. And I actually did a video on UV and IR recently, and the amount of people that dropped comments and said, like, yo, I'm running UV IR right now. I've noticed a huge difference. Yo, I'm doing this right now. And I was like, damn, I didn't even notice that that many people actually running UVIR in their setup. So it's definitely worth a try if you haven't, you know, tried it. We got two growers on right now that sort of, you know, have good results with it. One swears by it and one is, you know, having good results with it. So maybe it's something worth trying.
I don't think it can hurt, that's for sure.
Hell yeah. I don't think
I forgot. Can of cans in the chat. I forgot promo code.
Shout out Can of Can.
Yeah, Astro can. Promo code awesome. To get 15% off a can of can.
Hell yeah, big ups to Can of Can. And cool, we were talking about lights, bro, and like, you know, some people actually go the other way and, you know, do the light deprivation thing and, you know, give their plants no light, you know, 48 hours before harvest, just complete plunge them into darkness. And people say, you know, it's a bro science thing. Some people say check out Bruce Bugbee's video and stuff like that. But have you guys noticed any hands-on results if you guys did that? Do you guys do that?
No, I've listened to Bruce Bugbee on that topic, and he definitely agrees that more light is better than darkness. But I just run 12-12, and then last 2 weeks I'll put 11 hours on, lights on, and that's what I'll finish up with.
Interesting, man. And what about you, Chris? You do any dark period light deprivation? I think Chris is muted, bro. Chris, are you muted? I can't hear you. We gotta get Chris back. Don't worry, we're gonna get it sorted. But what about you, Untrained? I
forgot the question. One sec, what's that?
You do any dark periods before you harvest? You know, some people like literally cut their plants into complete darkness before they harvest 48 hours. They say it like boosts trichome production and stuff like that.
I've heard it, but then I watch Bugabee as well, like he said. But the other thing is I'm running 13 in the night now and then 11 during the day because my dad was like, hey, I heard this helps and stuff like that. And I was like, okay. So trying that. 13 off. Let him sleep for 13.
It's funny that you say that, bro, because I do that, but I do that solely just to save some electricity bill costs and shit like that.
Can you guys hear me?
11, 13,
yeah, we can hear you.
12, 12. You got him back, guys.
Yeah.
And these wireless mics, dude, if you don't pay attention to the battery.
Yeah, it may just turn off. It may be like, yo, he's not with us anymore. But do you do any light deprivation? You do like any cutting off the lights, 48 hours darkness before harvest? Some people say boost trichome and THC and terps and all that.
Just cut them down and hang them, man. Just cut them down and hang them.
Simple enough, sir.
I get the same thing. Yeah, don't overthink it.
Last night.
So, I mean, I will make sure that they're a little dry. Here in Colorado, it's drier than hell, so I have to pump humidity into my tent. So I like to give it a day or two of rest of not watering, and then I'll take the night before we're going to chop it off, I'll take all the excess fan leaves, nothing with the sugar leaves. And then that's how I hang it in the tent because it's dry here, so I don't have to worry about it going back and forth. It gets low, humidity goes up, and it's right there. And tried and true 60-60. Sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. We're in the basement, so I just have the luxury of the temperature of the house. But it's usually cool in the basement. So I'm roughly humidity is 60 and temperature's 62, 63.
Got you. And like that, you actually mentioned, like, you know, just getting that perfect temperature and humidity. And I would also say, you know, before you even get to drying and curing, which is a massive part of it, just harvest your plants at the right time, right? If you don't harvest it at the right time, you can end up with something that just doesn't taste as good as it could have because you just harvested it too soon, you know? So just think about that. You guys, so when do you guys harvest? I know everyone looks for like the trichomes and 70-30 or 50-50. What sort of mix do you guys look for? Luke, maybe?
Yeah, no, I go for about 50-50, but I'm not huge into trichomes. I just kind of make sure I haven't gone too far, but I really start to watch the nug and watch it stop stacking weight because you will see it. It'll stack, and then she just sits and ripens. Yeah. So that's about my motto is just watch the plant itself and take a look at the trichomes, make sure I didn't go too far. I don't need no couch lock, so.
Yeah, that's true, bro, because, like, you do notice that, like, you know, they just stop getting any bigger and they just sort of get, like, really dark. Like, the trichomes all turn amber and stuff.
Yeah, the
like,
hairs are curling, yeah.
Yeah, even the hairs might turn super orange and everything just looks super orange, bro. What about you, Chris? You, like, you go in there with the little microscope and go looking for trichomes and stuff?
Yeah, we shoot for the 10%, 15% amber, CBN hits Monica the opposite way. So instead of sleeping, it gives her energy. So we look for all the white cloudy because I prefer the energetic. There is, you know, I'll let different plants go so that I have that nighttime one, but I prefer the energetic gas.
Yeah.
And we bought a tabletop microscope. So I'll pull leaves and we'll take a small bud off or something like that. On Instagram, check it out. She posted, I collaborated with her, but we get in there and we look.
Hell yeah. Definitely go and check that out, guys. And I got like a little USB microscope for like 15, 20 bucks on Amazon, bro. And I don't even take it off of the plant. I just literally connect it to my phone and I'm there trying to like look at it on the plant. Like it, the shit's shaking like a bitch, but I'm just still trying to look at it to see what's right. good, you know? Because it's got to be real stable. I think that's one of the benefits of actually just taking the flower off the plant, taking a little bud off, setting it out on a table and just looking at it properly, right?
Yeah. You can take sugar leaves off too because they're coming right out of that flower.
Yeah.
So you don't always have to look at the flower. Take it from a couple different spots. If you see your one in amber, then cut the plant down because it's going to be off anyways because your top flowers are going to finish first. And then if you were to cut those off, your second ones would finish ripening up. So it's going to be a little bit different when you take the whole plant.
Yeah.
So we're talking overall.
Yeah. Interesting, bro. I like that. You like a lot of people got different like techniques down pack. What about you, Unchained? What you do?
Well, I do all of them. It's kind of that method again. I bought the smallest little glass and then I bought all the way up to like a $200 scope thingy. And then I made a PVC pipe thing that makes it like lean against the floor and I could walk up to the screen and it pulls the plant. And I could just sit there and check everyone without having to do anything.
That's fucking
and,
crazy.
See, that's that. Awesome. But then I got this German made little Swiss lens or some shit. And that was cool as hell. Yeah. Like it's like this, but you could see like everything. I need to like bring it out sometime and show somebody. You guys would love it. It's $899, bro. It's the coolest of all of them. I've got the $200 gadget. I swear on everything. This little thing. I'll tell you about it later.
Like you'd be having too much fun with that, you know. But I gotta say, bro, you got a ton of cool little gadgets and shit. I noticed, like on your IG, I saw this little soil moisture sensor from EcoWit. So
those are awesome.
Sure, like you play. You
yeah, they sent me that
arrow stuff, bro.
Love it, man. They sent me that. I've got all sorts of neat stuff to dick with because I'm all about. I need that next edge shit, but I don't want. The spoon fed shit. I want that shit that you can't find. You know, I want that next level. Like I'm looking to elevate the game, guys. I'm nothing right now compared to what I will be in 10 years. That's all I'm looking for is what I can be with what I've already got to start with. This was all strategic, man. I invested in myself. I sold my Bitcoins, got in this shit all the way, bro. Like I'm here to be the best one day. Yeah. This isn't just something. And I'm fucking obsessive. Like, I won't be there anytime soon, guys. I am nowhere near there. I fucking suck right now, like in comparison to so many people. Even people who are here have grown better than me.
You gotta start somewhere, bro. Like I actually see in the chat somewhere was like my first plant was grams. Like what do you guys remember your first harvest? Like what did you guys harvest? I'm sure it wasn't the fucking best harvest of your life, right?
Exactly. But I get it too, but at the same time, if you aim for a shirt, buddy, you're gonna miss by a shirt. If you aim for a button, you're going to shoot them and you're going to hit by a button. You're going to miss by a button. You see, it's just have the goals that really, really stick out so that you can really be sniping at that specific. You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Well said.
I like
that. Well said.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got to say, I fuck with that too, bro. And I think we'd be actually going through some real nice stuff when it comes to drying or curing. And not drying, curing, getting that really nice taste and smell. And one thing people would say is that I got to talk about drying and curing. And what do you guys do when it comes to drying and curing? Like we mentioned, cutting the plant down to the base, hanging everything up. A lot of people may be in different environments, but some people in the chat were saying 60-60 is a myth. What do you guys shoot for to get that perfect dry and cure?
60-60. Yeah, I'm in a basement like Chris, and it kind of the environment's there for itself. Use a dehumidifier sometimes, but 60-60 and let it ride till stem snaps. So I got 18 days on my last dry.
Ooh, until stem snaps, bro. I find that's always just too late for me, and it feels like it's just a little too crispy out here in Colorado. I don't know.
Well, I hang the whole plant. I don't cut no sugar leaves, no fan leaves. I just chop it, set it. So I definitely got a little more moisture. I'm asking for a problem. But so far, so good with the 60-60 fan blowing on the wall. I got an exhaust, so fresh air coming in and out.
I like that, man. And a lot of people in the chat saying dropping that 60-60. Some people saying VPD. And do you guys look for VPD when you're like harvesting and all that? Or when? What do you guys do?
Oh, yeah. I change it up all the way through, especially the last couple of weeks. I'll actually kind of ease up on the pedal, let them kind of relax. But 60-60 is best of my ability. Chris did a video saying there were other ways too, possibly debatably better ways. I don't want to quote anything because I can't quite remember it, so I just won't dive in. But yeah. I like what he was saying below too as well. It's the Build a Soil way, the Jeremy Silva way. It's always done me really true. And as you had said, like Jeremy Silva states that he likes it, like when you hear it crack, it's your climate. He's in like a real dry area too. I don't know if you are or are not, but I like it like right before that crisp, like that crack, because then it'll be too dry, to be truthful, depending on if you're even close. And then a lot of people don't know you can actually get your tent cooler, because Jeremy Silva did a video on how you can actually just leave a port open on the side of your tent, allowing your AC unit to be tricked to never quite hit 62. So it just continuously loops and gets colder and colder.
Yeah, that's literally a technique I used before I actually noticed him do that, just because I had to figure it out, you know, growing in the hot ass Caribbean and shit like that. And you know what they say, necessity is the mother of invention. Sometimes you just figure shit out and, you know, trial and error type shit.
You say Caribbean?
What's that?
You're going in the Caribbean?
No, not now. I was. Now I'm in Colorado, same place as Jeremy.
Jeremy lives like 5 hours away from us, from Denver. Yeah, so he deals with that Colorado crumble and the dryness and all that. So I figured if he knows how to do it in Colorado, 60-60, then that's what I'm going to follow. And he always tells you to control what you can control. So I can't control the temperatures, but I can control the humidity. And I just am lucky at that 62 degree. And you can hang it indefinitely if you have the right conditions. Because when you put it into your jars, that's what you're shooting for. So if you have a room, that's your jar if it's where it needs to be. But to take it down and everything, I look for the smaller buds to snap off of the main stock. I don't wait for the big branch to hear a snap, because those little ones will come off first, and then there's still moisture for the cure.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah, well said, Chris.
Jeremy Silva for president.
Definitely. I'm voting.
That's a great point too, Chris, because I think I would agree with that, man. I found that if a lot of people say, you know, do the snap test technique and all that and wait for the big ass stem to snap, but you know, sometimes you can also wait for the smaller ones, because the big one may take super long. By the time you wait for that to snap, it's your flower's too dry, you got that hay.
I forgot about that completely. Good shit.
Yeah, I don't even look for a branch. I just take a random flower and grab it, and if it snaps off of its stem, that's the snap I'm looking for, not even a branch.
I like that.
That's great advice, man.
Definitely.
And I like the whole grow room. You know, if your environment's dialed in, you know, if you got to get in a couple extra days, you can't get to chopping them and trimming them up, you can let them sit a couple days if that environment's right. If you get up to 65, 67 degrees, I don't think there's any issues. I think if you're just not getting too hot over 70 and trying to keep that humidity between 55 and 65, I think you're going to be golden. 65 is pushing it, but I mean, I think you're going to be all right with the light airflow.
Guys, yeah. This is not a necessity, guys. Most people, I know tons of people who actually, they cure their weed in the same room they grow in. There is nothing wrong with that at all. This is just trying to, you know, up your game a little bit if you can and if you want to. This is not something you have to do. Just saying.
Correct. Well said.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah, I mean, your conditions are pretty much right there, and you have all the equipment already for growing. So if you can afford for your tent to be down for 2 weeks, then go ahead, harvest it, flip it upside down, close it up, and just switch your fan to a wall, and you're golden.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah.
And I like that Luke said that as well. You know, he has his fan facing the wall, because you don't want it facing on your flowers and literally blowing the turfs off them flowers either, bro.
No, no.
I always get to say shit, and I'll watch the episode after and be like, fuck, we didn't talk. Yes, I'm glad he brought that up. We got the people going on.
And then if you're bringing the humidity into your tent, because I use the AC Infinity humidifier from outside the tent, make sure that none of that moisture is falling on your drying flowers. I have it off to the side where my fan down at the bottom, and it falls and it goes against the wall and everything. You don't want extra moisture on your flowers.
Same thing applies with your grow room, and same thing applies with your fans. You don't point your fans at your flowers. You want a fan going up from the floor, and then you want fans circulating the air in the room to synthesize outside environment, such as wind, but you don't want it beating them in the fucking face. Like, try to get it off of them. Try to circulate the atmosphere.
I love how this guy describes shit, bro.
I'm just real with shit. I want these people to learn.
A lot of people don't know that you don't have to have that oscillating fan doing this. So you've got your air intake. If you have a fan pointed towards where the exhaust is and you make the tunnel center like what you need to do, the cyclone, then you're not even have to have that fan hitting your flowers, because they'll move, because it'll do the vortex.
You said it.
Yeah. And I've literally found like flowers just smell quicker, like lose their smell if you have that fan blowing directly on it, bro. Like, it just makes sense, bro.
And wind whip too. Your leaves will start curling sideways and your flowers will start leaning away.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm glad you did, so I don't have to. He said it better. I was struggling. I was like, how am I going to approach this?
Because it's that sideways hook. You know, the claw, but it's sideways on the leaf. If it's sitting flat, it'll be turning sideways, and it's because it's getting whipped so much, and then your flowers will lean.
Yeah, and I would say I'm growing in a basement too, so I think that makes like three of us all growing in a basement, and Richard, who says he's growing in a basement and drying, and he uses a flex 6-inch for intake for the tent. He just adjusts the height of the intake to the exact temp that he needs. So any of you guys dry in a grow tent, like, or how do you guys do it? Because some people also dry in a grow tent, have their carbon filter running as they normally would their normal grow, and that also accelerates the dry process too much, and that can lead to hay smell, ruin your smell and your taste. What do you guys do? You guys dry in tents and with filters? What do you guys do?
I got an 8x4 to dry in, and reason I got that, I just had tarps hanging up before. But when in the winter came, I had the heater running. It'd suck all my humidity out. So I invested in an 8x4. And it just allows me, like I said before, I travel for work. So if I can't get to these plants this week, it's not the end of the world, because I got the environment dialed in. I look at it like a giant jar. You know, I got fresh air. It's there sealed. It yeah. You know, it's your own little cure right there if you need to be.
Yeah, I fuck with that too. What about you, Chris? You dry in a tent?
Yeah, I have the 2x4 AC Infinity tent, and I've got the carbon filter. I haven't invested in my third controller 69 Pro yet, so this one's running on the old one, so it's just on off. And it's set at 60% humidity, and then the AC Infinity humidifier is set at 58%. So they just back and forth, you know, and my graph kind of looks like this, which is fine. You just don't want the big dips. So you're always going to have this number going on, fan kicking on, fan kicking off, humidity going up. You're going to have that wave, but it's these huge drops. And by the way, if you're using an AC Infinity humidifier, make sure in the off setting, it's set at 0, because for one day it was running at 2 the whole time. I walked in and it was 80%. Luckily I just chopped the plant, so it's not going to harm it, I don't think. But just a word to the wise.
Definitely, bro. Man, it's crazy you say that, because like sometimes you don't notice things going on in the grow room, and that messes up all your hard work in like 2 days of not noticing something, you know? Like, fuck.
The dry tent is not the place to set it and forget it. You should be in there at least once, twice a day, making sure that all your equipment's working right and that your flowers aren't sticking together. And your main thing that you're looking for is that smell of mold, mildew, things like that.
Yeah, for sure. And if it's one thing, just go in there and smell it, because it smells good, bro. You just want to make sure everything is smelling damn good.
I got those, man.
Hell yeah. But guys, I think we've touched on a lot of different stuff, man. And the last thing I sort of just wanted to touch on is like, you know, just whether any of you guys do any of that crazy, you know, like adding extra things to your flower, because like spring turps and adding like even orange peel and fruit and stuff like that to your jars after your harvest. Is that something any of you guys do? Just a crazy question I thought I'd throw out there.
Nope, I set it in the jar and forget it once I get that.
No extras, right?
No extras for me. So, I'm not a fan of the Bovita packs, really. I think set it in the jar and let it go. And if you got everything dialed in during the dry, I think you're off to a good start.
Yeah.
So what's everyone's cure? Because we got to touch that. We talked about drying, but if you don't cure it, you're done.
I didn't even realize we did not actually discuss the cure, guys. So yeah, the cure, that's actually super important. For me, I look for like a minimum of, I would say, 2 months. Like I like a 2 month cure. If I can do a 2 month cure, I'm doing it, bro. Like hands down. And even if I can do a little bit longer, I'm doing that too. Fuck it. What about you boys?
Yeah, I think cure is definitely necessary. I'm kind of bad about it. Sometimes you get that strain down, you got it dried up, trimmed up, and you're just ready to smoke it. So I'm a cheat sometimes and I'll smoke it ahead of that. But I do got the top shelf flower that's been sitting for a couple months. I'm like you, I can get a good cure.
Yeah, bro. I've cured flower like as much as long as like a year, over a year, bro. And it's lost its colors, got a little dark, but it just tastes and smells just as good, you know, like straight up. But I have done it too soon. It just doesn't taste too good. But what about you, Chris? What about you? You raised the question. So let me hear your cure, bro.
I use Grove bags. So I'll trim it up and take it off of its branches. I'll put it in the Grove bags. And this right here is my humidor. And it stays at 60 degrees. And inside, I've got 4 or 5 Bovita packs that keep it between 58 and 60%. But I'll go ahead and open it, and you can see.
It's legit AF.
Yeah, so there's Bovita packs in there. And they say if you can keep a cigar moist and everything like that, that it's same for cannabis.
That is pretty dope, and I love that sticker on it, bro. Shout out, ICAM fam representing.
For sure, bud. That's the man right there.
Big love, bro. Big love, bro. I appreciate that, man. And what about you, Untrained? Because I know you're a guy. You're trying all different types of stuff, bro. So what do you look for when it comes to the cure? You're sticking your hands in the cookie jar, or you keeping it out? Or
yeah, I'm fucked, man. I've smoked a whole plant before it was ready before. I don't care sometimes. I like weed.
Why do I not doubt this guy ever, bro?
I love all the different methods, all the different ways. So I let it sit for at minimum 2 weeks. If my scissors don't take what I need first and they make it that long, sure thing. And I get a lot off these plants. It's like I eat the shit. But basically afterwards, after it's been 2 weeks, I've got the Centurion Pro Mini, and I don't use it near as much as this Ablaze bowl trimming machine. And then at the end of this month, I'm giving an Ablaze trimmer away. By the way, the 28th. Yeah. So I got an extra one. I bought a pallet that had 3 of them on. So I gave my dad one. I kept one. I'm just giving them away to the people. Yeah. And so after that, I've got big ass black totes, right? And then my buddy, he's like, I think co-owner of Boost or something. He gave me these things. He gave me like a 7-pound Boost pack. And I threw that in there like a brick. And it just kind of, it's nice. I let him cure for a while. You know, it turns out awesome. That's man, I love my dope. Shit. Like it's and I put them in grow bags too inside of there. It's just I'll crack the top open so the humidity is perfect inside of there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much the same thing, sealed environment with the humidity kept. Yeah.
I love it.
I like and that, that way you don't have that humidipack or that on your flowers itself. Because a lot of people throw them in their jars or throw them in their bags. I'm just uncomfortable with that. I don't think it'll steal terps, but I just don't want that humidity and that stuff to change that drastically.
Yeah.
They got the top on here that's like specifically meant. Yeah. For you guys tried those too. I like them. The Sea Vaults.
Yeah. That's
what I tried. The Sea Vault.
That's what I keep my flower in.
Yep. I got quite a few. I like them.
Yeah, that's my smoke. That's my go-to smoking thing. So it keeps. Same. If I go to the dispensary, I'll throw my ounce in there, and I'll have the pack, and it'll get them a little moister.
Yeah,
you know.
Shout out to Vern.
Crumbles the problem, you know.
That's the biggest problem, bro. And shout out to Vern too. He says sativa gets me spontaneous.
Sativa.
Go do some spontaneous shit.
It's my shit, man.
And Golden says orange peel for 45 minutes in a Grove bag. Interesting. I don't know if I've ever tried that, but I've seen people do it in jars, not the
Grove. What about cryo freeze? Anybody?
I don't know. I've seen someone drop a comment about freezing, but I've not done the cryo freeze.
I mean, I don't know shit about it. That's why I was asking, really. Like, so, back in the day, I was moving shit. And then whenever that started, you know, they're like, yo, we're cryo freezing these. We got like 50 of them for this price, you know, back in the, you know, allegedly. Anyway, continue. You knew something about allegedly. It, yeah.
No, I don't know. No, so, I just said someone said in the chat.
He did.
I've seen a machine where it's liquid nitrogen, and they blast it into a round trimmer, and they keep it frozen the whole time, and then they put it into the freeze dryer, and they do, you know, they harvest and have on shelves in like 3 days.
Wow.
Because it's kept frozen, and it gets its humidity back once it gets to room humidity or whatever it is, and they say that the terps and everything are there. But, I mean, that's not a home grower thing. That setup was huge, man. Yeah, and buddy, if anyone's looked into a freeze dryer, you know, they're not cheap.
No, they are. Not me. I was just seeing something. But thank you for being here. Your help.
Yes, sir.
I had no fucking idea how to word it, so I was like, I ain't even going to try. But, yeah, you got this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big barrel that they shoot that stuff in. It stays frozen. It trims it up. Looks pretty. Put it in the freeze dryer, and then it does its thing. And then they pull it out, and it puffs up ready for market.
Wow. That is crazy.
Not my homegrown, man. It's got to be done right. Take care of it like a child.
That's for people who are like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Money.
That's not me, man. It's the passion and sharing.
Yeah, they're trying to get that shit to market fast as fuck, right?
Yeah, I'm going along with this room. I ain't trying to grow the best fucking shit and then just torture, like, you know, lose everything. No, fucking risk it? No way, dude. Preserve.
And there are some dispos out here selling some straight up boof, like crazy ass shit, bro. Like,
yeah, you gotta watch it with those.
Hell yeah. Well, guys, I think we got a lot of people tapped in the chat right now. You know, shout out to Organically Blunt. You know, got a great podcast, guys. Go and check him out. See what he's got going on. Shout out to Vern. Vern is in the chat too. Got Norma G. I seen a real serious argument going on in the chat between who's going to be president since an astronaut nominated Jeremy. And a lot of people nominate Norma G for Prezi. So that's gonna be a tight one, bro. I may have to lean to a Norma G on that one, bro. I don't know.
It helps us with all this stuff. Norma G, right on. You rock.
Thank you, Norma.
Awesome. Norma G. Shout out Norma G.
I talk to that fucker all the time. He's such a cool dude. Chad Westport.
Right. Chad Westport in the chat, growing some weed. Chad Westport growing some weed. And we got Cav Snake.
Chad Westport weed.
Shout them all out. We got Creative, too.
Creative in the chat too. Shout out to Creative. Creative is going to be on the show next week or pretty soon. You guys look out for that. We're going to have another one with the Grow Bros. Most definitely, man. Well, guys, I think we touched on a lot of great things, guys. Like, you know, from everything when it comes to getting that tasty, nice, smelly, dank fucking flower, bro. Like, you know, from growing all the way up to curing and drying and using everything that you can do to like improve everything, bro. So, but before we close off, guys, people are asking, where can they find you guys? Drop you guys' IG and where the guys can find you. YouTube, let's start off with you, Untrained. You're right next to me on this side.
Hey, May Wiggler, are you in the chat? Make sure to give me some links down there. Oh, she doesn't have a wrench, but Norma G's got me, I'm sure. You guys can find me on Instagram. Y'all can find me on, it's going to be Untrained Astronaut. And then YouTube, Untrained Astronaut. TikTok is The Untrained Astronaut. Facebook, Untrained Astronaut. And what else? Ooh, my Discord, which is super cool with over 200 people in there now. And it is a fun community of nothing but positivity. Don't join it and be a fuck. Be cool. It's a fun time. I love it. And yeah. Oh, and we got our own clothing website thingy now that May Wiggle makes the own clothing and shit now. So the money goes to my like kids and shit. And then a percentage goes to the shit that I give away at the end of the month, dude. Pretty dope. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Shout out, guys. Definitely check him out. He got some great stuff going on. He's got a popping Instagram and YouTube, and he's doing some great stuff. Definitely check him out. And we also got another grower down here doing some great stuff. We got my homie Luke.
What's up? Hey, yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Mechanimus Luke. Like I said, I'm not the YouTuber. That's for these studs over here on this channel. So it's been awesome shooting the shit with you guys and talking shop. It's always a good time, man.
Hell yeah. Well, you're growing some of that fire, bro. And, you know, I know someone else who's growing some of that fire is this guy down here in this corner of the racing. This
it's hard to pick.
Trying to find
right, dude. I'm learning it.
I miss him. Shout out Canerado Chris, bro.
So it's Canerado underscore Chris on Instagram. Mo Gross stuff on Instagram. And then let's shout out our new YouTube. It's a Seed to Harvest podcast. And we also have a S2H podcast on Instagram also. So you can find all the boys there. And then if you want to get in touch with us directly, it's seedtoharvestpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll answer your questions, one-on-ones, whatever it is, because we want everybody to grow. Make it easy.
Hell yeah. And shout out to Norma G for dropping all those links in the chat, man. Like, big love for that, bro. Really appreciate that. And yeah, shout out to everyone tapped in, bro. You know, and appreciate you guys hanging on. I think we might have lost Untrained right there at the end. I don't know what happened. But yeah, anyway, thanks a lot for you guys hanging out, bro.
Hey, anytime, bro. Bob.
Yep. Matt, bro, get a hold of me.
Back. We got him back and we were like,
man, I hit the wrong button.
It was like he hates us already, bro. We were on this too long. Oh man, fuck yeah. Well, big love, guys. Thank you guys for taking the time to hang out with us, man. It was a great show, the Grow Bro Show. If you guys want, we can do this sometime again in the future, man. I love hanging out with you guys.
Hey, for sure, man. For sure. Anytime.
Yeah. Peace, guys. Nice meeting you.
It was cool meeting you guys. By
the way, stay lifted, my friends.
Oh yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
But wait, guys, don't forget. Stay high and stay motherfucking fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Always be high.
Peace.